Welcome to Your Destiny. Mr. Destiny is Robert Lee Camp, the author of Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny. In the next 60 minutes, you can learn about your future, your relationships, and maybe even your special place in this world. Come prepared with questions for Robert and bring your birthday, the magical key that unlocks the secrets of your destiny. If you have questions about somebody else, have their birthday ready as well. For more information, please visit 7thunders.com. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. And now, here's Robert.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live on June 25th, 2007. Hope you guys are having a great Monday. I don't know how your Mondays are. Some people's Mondays aren't so much fun. It's like I'm back to work. It's kind of a drag. But in my particular case, Monday is my Jupiter day, so I'm always in a pretty upbeat mood, and it's a nice time, nice day of the week to have this show. I feel very blessed by having this show, actually. And it's funny because both of the guys who run the station, they're twin brothers, they're both Sagittarians, which is ruled by Jupiter, so it's really Jupiter. And Jupiter is good. So today is June 25th, and today is Carly Simon's birthday. She is 62 years old. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Makes me feel really old. Some other people who were born today are Sean Hayes, June Lockhart, who played Lassie's mom and who played on Lost in Space, George Michael, George Orwell. Seems to be a good day for Georges. Michael Sabatino and Jimmy Walker and Lucy Benjamin. Did I already say that name, Lucy Benjamin? Anyway, these people are all born today. Today is a Five of Clubs day. And the ruling card of today is a 10 of spades. So Five of Clubs is considered to be one of the most unmarriageable cards in the deck. People who are Five of Clubs have a very strong freedom issue. They have a very strong freedom desire that's built into them. They want to explore. They want to adventure in life. They want to do everything. They want to try new things. And because of this urge for freedom, they often cannot make commitments. A lot of Five of Clubs have a lot of difficulty with commitments. However, the Five of Clubs born today has a ruling card that's a Ten of Spades. And Ten of Spades is a very grounded card, somebody who would be very marriageable. However, today is not just a Ten of Spades day, it's half and half. So people born today will be sort of half and half. They will definitely get married, people born on this birthday. And some of them will do it once and then never do it again. Or they'll do it again, and they'll like it. It really is 50-50. It's neither, it's not 100% on either side. Last week, for those listening, we did have trouble. We thought that all four lines were open, but in fact, we got a couple of reports that only one of the phone lines was working, and that was line number two. On today's announcement, I sent out the phone numbers of all the lines, and there are actually three lines plus a Canadian line, and I've been told that all the lines are working tonight. We will be taking calls around 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern. You're welcome to call in any time and reserve a space on the line if you want. But you'll have to wait until after my talk tonight. But I just want you to know the lines are working again. And if they aren't working, please let me know. I might even give out my cell phone number. I'll tell you what, if they're not working, send me an email right away. If you find that a line is just, all the lines are busy. Like, this is the problem we had last week. People were calling, and there were supposedly two lines open, but they got busy signals in every line. If you find that's true, send me an email right away, and we'll see what we can do about it. But as far as I know, they're all working really good. So, okay, so that leads us right into today's topic. And you might have guessed, if you've listened to me for a while or read a lot of my articles, that I'm really about being empowered to create. That's like something that has always been, for no particular reason, it's always been extremely important to me. Even as a child, I was constantly reading books that talked about the power to manifest. And I just found the whole subject extremely fascinating. And that's how it is with us, you know, like we're drawn to certain things. This happens to be the thing that I'm drawn to. And tonight, I've actually talked already about, you know, how we create and different things. But what I'm going to focus on tonight is one of the aspects of manifestation, and that is spoken word, the words that we use. They say that your word is your wand, and they're referring to a magic wand. Well, I say yes. Our word is our wand. It is our magic wand. If you would like to create something extraordinary in your life, you can learn to harness the power of your word and your words. But most people today don't have any idea of the power that they have. And because they don't know that they have it, and they don't understand how it works, they're not getting any use of it, any advantage of it. I think that if we really understood how powerful our words are, we would be really careful in how we use words and what we say to people. We'd be a lot more careful. We'd be a lot more conscious about the use of the word. So let's examine this a little bit. Let's take a close look at the spoken word and see what there is to learn about this. When we go about creating something, it's really a process of specification. I think, as I've said before, once something has fully been specified, it shows up in our life. Once we've really defined exactly what it is we want and got that clear mental picture of it, it shows up. But in the actual process of manifestation, there are generally three steps. First step is thinking about it. The second step is speaking about it. And the third step is the manifestation of the thing that we want. When we look at thoughts, they're the first step. They are subtle words. Thoughts are words that are spoken in the mind but not verbalized. Therefore, they're subtle. They're called subtle. They're more refined. But they're also really powerful because thoughts are the seeds of creation. Thoughts are the seeds that are sown that start the process of creation. That which is a thought today or right now is likely to become a thing someday. So every time we're thinking something, we're planting little seeds for the future with our mind. But when you come to words, words are subtle things themselves. A word can actually be given and received as if somebody really received a physical object. When we think of something, we begin to speak of it. And soon after we were talking about something, that thing will appear in our life. Some people really think, and most people I think probably believe, that we create things by doing, by the doing of things. But actually, thoughts and words are really the real creators. Action itself is such a small part of the process of creation that it's not even, doesn't even deserve to be listed as one of the steps in creation. It's like, because things can manifest in so many different ways, it doesn't have to happen by your doing. A lot of people think it does, though. They really believe that I can't have anything unless I go out and do something for it. The truth is, it really happens in the specification that occurs through thoughts and words. In ancient days, as early as 5,000 years ago, there were men and women who learned to truly harness the power of the word. Because they were always careful in the words they chose, and because they always told the truth, their words had this immense power. They could actually just say something. They could utter something right into existence. They could just say it, and it would manifest instantly. And if they said something about the future, if they made a prediction, their words would always come true. These were called the Brahmins, the priestly class, and they practiced a lot of austerities, and they gathered because they would practice austerities, which means they would eat a very pure diet, they would do yoga and meditation every day. They, as a process of doing this, and they renounced the world and they renounced desires, they gathered enormous spiritual power, which we call tapas. Tapas is accumulated spiritual merit. Accumulated spiritual merit is called tapas. And these Brahmins would accumulate a tremendous amount of tapas. Now, if they cursed you, if a Brahmin cursed you for whatever reason, and they had a very quick temper, so people were really careful around them, if they cursed you for some reason, whatever they said would have to come true. Even they themselves could not take back their own words. They were not allowed to make their own words a lie because they never told lies. So everything they said was the truth, and everything they said would come true. This was the power of the word and how powerful it can become. And even we can experience some of that. But today, in our today's society, words have little meaning or significance. They're really, our society is mostly a commercial society. We're just being bombarded constantly by advertisements. The words are everywhere, flying at us, trying to get us to buy something. Everybody wants us to buy their products. And with all this going on, this constant bombardment, it's hard to tell the truth anymore from fiction. You know, it's all just a big play. Words are only used to make money, and there's no adherence to truth or dharma, which is the practice of a rightful life. Thus, because of this, there is very little power in the words. They make up for the power of the word by bombarding you with words constantly. You can't even drive down the street. There are signs everywhere. You can't turn on, everywhere you look, words are flying at you. Now, yogis who practice serious yoga, and I'm not talking about hatha yoga, I'm talking about the yoga that leads to higher consciousness. Yoga, these yogis will often practice silence as a part of their practice. And practicing silence has many benefits. One of them is that it increases the power of our word. Once a person who has practiced being completely silent for a while talks again, their words will have more power when they come back. I've actually tried this. It's very interesting. So I invite you to do an experiment. Try practicing silence for a week. Now, this may not be possible for everybody. And just the thought of this, I'm sure, would scare a lot of people whose whole life is about talking, you know, talking. I can't help think of Paris Hilton being deprived of her cell phone in prison. That must be for her torture, a person who's all connected with all of her friends. But anybody can do this if, you know, if your work would allow it. Just tell everybody that you know that you're going to practice silence for a week and don't talk. It's okay to write things, to scribble things on paper or to email or to type. Just no talking. Just try it for a week. Watch what happens to your mind. Watch. This is something, it's called a spiritual practice that will create tapas. You will achieve some benefit spiritually by doing this. And I guarantee you, you do this for a week and then you start talking again. You'll notice that you have a lot more power in your words, a lot more power in coming out of you. You've accumulated some power. At least for a while, at least until you dilute it again by, you know, all the talking and everything. The other practice that one can make to increase the power of their word, if you really want that, is to be honest, to tell the truth. Every time we utter a falsehood, every time we tell a lie, every time we break a promise, our word loses power. We don't even believe in our own words anymore. I remember a course that I took.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Hi, everybody. Actually, I got disconnected all of a sudden. Something happened, technical glitch of some kind. I was right in the middle of talking. I believe where I left off was talking about the importance of telling the truth. And I wanted to emphasize this, that every time that we say something that's not true, and every time we don't keep a promise, we lose the power. We lose some power of our words. And we get to a point even where we don't even believe our own words. We don't even believe ourselves anymore. I remember this body language course I took where they said, if somebody, when they're talking, puts their hand up to their ear, like, you know, as just, you know, gesturing while they're talking, that means they're lying. And the message is, I can't believe I'm saying this. That's the message. When somebody's talking and the hands go up by the ears, or even sometimes by their mouth, but usually by their mouth as they're hiding something, and by the ears, it's like, I can't believe I'm even saying this. So this is what happens. Imagine that your word is magic, and it's your magic wand. Imagine that what you say is important. Make sure that when you say something that it's what you really mean and that it means something. If you make a promise to somebody, keep it. If you don't intend to keep it, don't promise it. It's not worth losing the power of your word over. It's not worth losing your own faith in yourself, your own belief in yourself over. A promise, though it's only a spoken word in a sense, is received by the person you're giving it to as being real. You know, this is what's really interesting about a promise. I was in a workshop once. They said that a promise is the only verbal device that is actually considered an action. It's a word that is an action, because by promising something to somebody, they take it as though that thing that we promised was already given. They experience receiving that thing. So if we don't keep that word with them, it's a lot more severe than just lying in a way. It's a little more severe because basically you gave something and then you took it back, or we gave something and we stole it. It's like that. That's the kind of energy that goes around making promises and not keeping them. People trust, if they trust our word, they'll believe us and they will take whatever we say and they will take it as the real thing. This brings us to the topic of commitment. Commitment is a promise. It's basically, that's what it is. But it's a promise often that we make to ourselves. Each time we commit to something and follow through, we strengthen our nervous system and we increase our personal power. The commitments we make should come from the deepest place inside of us. Thus, it's advisable to search within, find the truth about yourself, about your life. And then when you make a commitment, let it be from what you found at the deepest part of yourself. This is power, and this kind of power will align your energies and give you unity in yourself. You will retain your unity. We use our speech to embed our inner direction upon the plate, the steel plate of our mind. Our souls are coming forth now to make themselves known more consciously. The soul, the inner self. Within our soul lies great unlimited power, grace, beauty, infinite unfolding joy, pleasure, and bliss. If we take our conscious mind and look within and ask ourselves, what do we want from a deep place? The ego of our mind, the ego, the little ego, will be glorified, we say. We'll experience profound freedom and fulfillment. Our commitments aren't really for anybody except really for ourselves. They benefit us as much as they benefit other people around us. They're made from a place of our own inner truth. You know, if we're not clear about our commitments, and if we don't see how they will be best for ourselves and everybody else, it's good to stop and look and take the time to think it through, to examine it carefully. let our commitments be based on the most deepest parts of ourselves. Then it'll be like a light, like a truth that guides us along our path. This is the power of the word when it's combined with promise and commitment. And this is the kind of people, when people make this kind of a change in their life, when they make this kind of a promise to themselves, when they make this kind of verbal commitment, it has power. You know people that when they say something, they don't have to say it twice. When they say it one time, you know they mean what they say. And then there's other people, you know, they say something, you go, I've heard, you don't even tell them. You don't want to hurt their feelings, so you don't say anything, but you know that what they're saying is doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. It doesn't have any power. So if you want to see your life change in a sense of like, how powerful can you become? Then you need to be more conscious. We need to be conscious about how we use our words. How we use our words. There are many books and teachers that talk about the power of affirmations. And it's a good thing, you know, affirming. And that's one way we use the power of speech. But often our affirmations don't have any effect. You know, I mean, I teach about that, actually, in my Big Money book about how the power affirmations about money often don't work and why. There are several reasons for that, but one of the reasons is that we don't have any power in our word anymore. Imagine if you could just have an affirmation and boom, that thing would just show up in your life. That's what we're heading for. That's where we're going. That's where everybody's evolving to, and we all get there on our own time. This is just a little reminder and a little talk about how the power of the word actually works. All righty? Okay, folks, that's the end of our talk tonight. We are going to open up our lines are open, actually. We have three lines, as far as we know. Oh, the line number, let's see, I think it's the three. Line number four, actually, is not available till 8 o'clock, line number four. But the other lines are open. So we're going to take a short break right now. And if you have something you want to talk about, if you have a question, just call in, and I'm here. It's time to take some calls. So we'll be right back.
For centuries, the information was kept hidden from society. Preserved by a secret order, instructed never to reveal this esoteric knowledge until the world was ready, until a time when this information could do the most good to benefit mankind. And now this information has finally been revealed, the fabled Book of Destiny. With information about every aspect of your life. And now you can make use of this information for your highest good. You can discover just why you are here and where you are going. Who are you most compatible with? When will you move? When will you change jobs? Find love and get married and make the most money. All of this information and more is now available to you in two books. The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards by Robert Lee Kemp. These books are available in any bookstore, physical or virtual. But if you order them from 7thunders.com, you will also receive a special report entitled, When Will You Become a Millionaire? This special report will tell you the times in your life when you are the most likely to experience massive financial success. To get both books which teach you how to do these readings for yourself, step by step, plus this one-of-a-kind report at a special discounted rate, just point your web browser to 7thunders.com. That's the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Look for the link talking about the radio show special. And within days of ordering, you will receive everything you need to do readings for yourself and others. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed or your money back. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope your evening is as pleasant. It's so beautiful here tonight. It's been hot all day, and now it's cooling off. That's what I love about California, is the way it cools off at night. It just gets really nice. I do think we have a caller. I don't know what line she's on, but there are two lines open. In 5 minutes, line four will be open. So can you put Beverly on, I think it is.
Hi.
Hi, Beverly.
How are you?
Good. You're calling from, is that here was from Arizona? Or
Arizona. Just, I'm going to call you right back. Bye. Yes. Yes, I am.
What part of Arizona?
Up north, near Flagstaff.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. You got some altitude there. It must be a little cooler up there then.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out, actually.
Yeah. So what brings you to the show tonight?
Well, I had a reading done with you some time ago, and I just think you're awesome. And
Oh, thank you.
Been receiving emails from you and just thought I'd start giving you a listen. And I thought I'd try calling, and here I am.
Oh, great. Well, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah,
probably would remember you if I knew what your last name was, but you don't have to tell me on the air.
Okay.
If you don't want to. So I have your birthday. Tell me what your question is tonight.
My life is upside down. And I have no idea where the funds are coming from in my life, though I've got a lot of things going on that are possibilities, a lot of deals that I've put through and opportunities that I have that all seem to be hovering. So I'm not sure why I'm thinking of moving, and I just so I have a stronger social life, I'm not sure if that's a good thing for me to do. And just things I just can't see. I'm in a kind of the dark, and I've just been doing a lot of meditating and holding on. And there's a guy also that I wanted to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
So that's my question. What in the heck is going on in my life?
Well, it sounds like you're in like a real transition year this year of some kind. You know, I mean, I guess your life wasn't always unsettled like this, was it?
No, but last year I lost everything that I had. I lost my business. I lost my home. I lost
when you say loses
all of my
it,
money.
What do you mean by losing it? Like, how does that show up? How did that happen?
They were all literally taken away from me.
Illegal thing?
Home I had shared with a significant other for many years. I left him, and he decided that he was at first wanted me to stay there, and then he said, asked me to leave. My business was taken away. We had terrible sales, and I just had to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost all of my money. My money was taken. It was just, everything was taken away.
Wow.
Stole
it from you or something? Or?
Pardon?
Was it stolen from you? Was it stolen?
No, well, in a way, yes, but it was. I ran into a person with the money. I ran into a person who was turned out to cheat people for a living, and
uh-huh.
She took me to court on trumped up charges and won by lying.
I'm looking at your cards this year, but I want to first talk to you about your birth card. Okay.
Okay.
And you know you're a Nine of Hearts.
Yes, I do.
Card. And Nine of Hearts have this karma. They have karma with people. And it's a card of loss. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, from your reading, actually.
Yeah, and it comes through people, usually, the loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes, I mean, it may be financial loss, but it comes through individuals. And your life is like a garage sale life. Or yard sale life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to give everything away.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you want to have, the only way that I've seen that people who are nines, can have a really great life is if they've dedicated themselves to something much bigger than themselves. Have you ever felt called to do something great for humanity?
Yes.
Have you ever felt, I know you felt the urge, right?
Yep.
Because all nines experience that. You know, they experience this you know, message from the universe saying, hey, you're here to give to the world in some way. Yeah. I happen to have a client who he's dedicated his whole life to helping the children of the world. He's a Nine of Hearts, like you, different birthday, but same card. And he has sort of created this multi-billion dollar project. And he started out with no money. He just had a good plan, you know, a good idea. And now it's all coming true for him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the moment a nine, the moment that a nine person wants, like, personal gain from something, it seems to always be taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
So the moment you let go, everything comes to you. And the moment that you want something real bad, it's taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a curse, isn't it?
Yeah, I know that I'm supposed to be doing something for people. I know that I need to be in service.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know exactly, I'm not sure exactly, I don't know all the reasons why, but you chose where you're at right now on some level. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You made some choices that led you to this place where you are right now, where things are really scary and hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part of you that wanted to go through this on some level. I don't know what exactly that part of you is. You know, I don't know the exact nature, but I know I sense really strongly that this is something that you want to experience and go through.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Oh, yeah, I do.
So the more that you can, the more that you can get out of the victim mode with this situation and see how you, your choices created it and how there's a part of you that wanted to, this kind of change in your life, the more you can see that, the easier this is going to be for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could tell me the name of the guy that you have in mind. Yeah, not his name, I mean his birthday. Sorry.
Okay, October 27th, 1965.
Okay, so he's a seven of diamonds, or eight of diamonds. I mean, eight of hearts, I mean.
Eight of hearts, right.
Yeah. So that's a good card for you. You're a nine of hearts, he's an eight of hearts, right?
Yes, I know.
Compatible. You guys would tend to get along, I think, pretty good. I'd be willing to bet you get along pretty good, the two of you.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I just want to mention that you're in transition right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this relationship, whatever, what is this man that you know, what does he say about, like, what's your question about the relationship with him?
I was just wondering, generally, what was going on with the relationship. I'm not as concerned about the relationship or interested in the relationship as much as I am as what's happening in my life.
Yeah, okay.
But just curious what you're saying.
Well, you know, this man is moon to you, so he's like a supportive element in your life. He should be, anyway, from what I see. He should be a supportive element in your life. But I don't think this is a relationship that will necessarily last because you're in transition.
Right.
And, you know, because the man is moon to you, you're not as interested in him probably as he is in you.
Mm.
That's how the moon connection works. You're the sun card in this relationship. You get to wear the pants.
Yep.
You make the decisions and you could walk away easier.
That's true.
Yeah. That's always true. But if you happen to meet like a five of diamonds, for example, or a ten of hearts, it would be the opposite.
Hmm.
Because those cards, you're moon to them. And you'd feel like, oh my God, I love this person. And they were like, oh, I could take you or leave you. See, so that's how, but you, in a way, you're fortunate to have a person who is willing to be supportive with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I would be, if I were you, I would count my blessings with this.
Yeah, I do. I think he's pretty wonderful, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, I wouldn't downplay it. I would say, well, of course, you do need to know where you're going and, you know, all this. And I don't really understand, but you left a relationship, right? Are you divorced yet?
Not a divorce, but I left the relationship.
You guys weren't married?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So you left a relationship that wasn't working for you. That's a big change. And then you left your job.
Yes.
Right?
I left everything.
Yeah. So you left.
I didn't leave the job on purpose, but I needed to go.
I don't think you were happy on that job. Were you happy on that job?
I wasn't happy.
No. See? Beverly, you know that you had your critical year last year.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot live a life anymore of things that don't make you happy. You just can't do that anymore, okay?
Right.
You got to let go. God's going to take care of you.
Well, I think that's why I called for all this, as you said, because that's who I'm getting in touch with, is God.
Yeah.
I believe that's what all this is about.
Yeah, and, you know, in the process of getting in touch with God, I have a feeling that he's also going to reconnect you with your vision of what you want to give to the world. And once you get connected back with that and in alignment with that, your whole life's going to be much, much better.
Well, I just haven't been proud of it, of what I do the best.
Well, be nice to yourself, okay?
Yes.
Be nice to yourself. God loves everybody. He doesn't care what we do. He still loves us. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, it's not a bad thing that I do well. It's just not mainstream. And I haven't
and
been
what is
comfortable.
That? Pardon? What is that that you do so well?
My intuition.
It's mainstream. Where you been?
Pardon?
It's very mainstream.
Your
intuition.
I've been hiding it for a long time. I've been working with people, with friends mostly, and they've all encouraged me for years to get out there because what I do changes people's lives.
So all you need to do, Beverly, is attach some worth to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now you may not believe you're worth anything. I want you to listen really carefully to what I say right now, okay? This is real important. Because I had the same question. All right? You may not believe you're worth anything or worth that much, like that you could even ask people for money for what you do, for your intuitive gift. Or you may have some philosophy that says, well, it's not okay to ask for things that are God-given, ask money for things like that. That's common for people of your card. But you need to assign worth to what you do. It has to be given a value. And you have to commit to it, even if you don't believe in it. So you want to hear my suggestion?
You bet.
Okay. You start out doing sessions with people, and for the first 3 months, they're $50 a session. After that, they're $100. And you let them know, I'm only $50 for the first 3 months, and I'm $100. I'm in training. And after that, you can raise them up to $150 or $200. You'll see what's appropriate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to commit to that. I talked about commitment tonight. You got to give your word to yourself and keep it, even if you don't believe you're worth it. And when people ask you, what do you do and how much you charge, you don't hesitate to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Got it?
Okay. Got it.
You got it? Great.
<Yeah. laughs>
That's all there is to it.
Okay.
So it's great to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, and it's great to hear from you again, Beverly.
Yeah, I'll be in touch again.
I hope to hear from you. I hope things go well.
You will. Okay,
okay,
thanks.
Have a good night.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's something about our worth, you know, like in the marketplace, it's especially hard when you've always worked a job where they just paid you a salary. When you go into a profession where you have to determine your own worth, that's very hard for a lot of people. And my trick, the way I resolved it was, I just realized I had to do it. So I just committed to my own worth. And by committing to my own worth, I just, after a while, it sunk in, and I was able to feel comfortable with it. But I wasn't comfortable with it at first. Everybody's a little uncomfortable. Okay, we're going to take a short break and listen to one of the songs on my CD. We're going to play one of the songs. Just pick one, guys in the station. When we come back, we have Beverly Louisa from Canada on line 4. And we have two lines open, folks. We have line 2 and we have line 1 open. So feel free to call and be next after Louisa. So we'll be right back after a short break.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai
back, everybody. Robert Camp live from sunny California. So the sun is just setting right now. It's starting to cool off. It's very nice. My backyard is full of fruit trees. We have so much fruit that we can't eat it. And it is so delicious. You know, California soil is really, this is like where most of the crops in the U.S. come from. And I really never had fruit trees here before. And I'm enjoying it so much. Plums now. The plums are in. We first had apricots. Now we have plums. Unbelievable. Anyway, we have Louisa on line 4 calling from somewhere in Canada. Is Louisa with us?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Louisa?
Good. Thank you.
Am I saying your name right?
Call.
Am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Good. And is your birthday July 6, 1959?
You got it.
Okay, what can I do for you tonight?
I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on my love life. It's been a rough 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was going on before 4 years ago?
Actually, it wasn't great as far as my love life either. I just haven't found the right guy. And I'm just wondering if there's something that, you know, I need to do here to change within myself, or am I looking in the wrong place? I don't know. I'm just beside myself. Don't know what to
do anymore. Well, you know, tell me, if you can tell me just a little bit about the pattern, like what's the reoccurring pattern?
The same guy over and over again.
And what's the guy like?
Very sweet. Not as strong as I am. I tend to attract weaker men.
Uh-huh.
And then after a few years, it tends to just fade away, and then I move on.
So it fades away for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
All right. That's good. That helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was doing your astrology, I could tell you a lot, because I would see the inner workings of your relationship karma. But just from my experience of working with a lot of people, first of all, the fact that you choose men that are always weaker than you, that's significant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's safer, did you know? Like, do you know the cards at all, the card system?
Yes, I do. I do some cards myself.
Do you use my books at all?
No, I actually just have tuned in for the very first time, so I'm not familiar with your work.
Oh, well, this card system is way different than anything else you've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's mathematical. We don't even use cards. It's all based on your birthday.
So
and you'll find it's the most profoundly accurate system you've ever seen in your whole life.
So
and when you look up somebody else's, you're a 9 of diamonds in this system, by the way.
Okay.
You're a 9 of diamonds and a jack of clubs. These are your two cards.
Hmm.
And if you have my book, you could look up the birthdays of men you've been with, and you'll probably find that all these men have been moon to you. What you've been describing is what typically one would describe a moon relationship, where you've been the sun card, they've been the moon card, just like the woman I just spoke to. Just the one on the phone just before you, she was a 9 of hearts, and her boyfriend is an 8 of hearts, making him the lower number, and he would have to follow her. And, of course, her attitude was, well, I could take him or leave him. See?
Right.
So you most likely, I would be willing to bet that these are the kind of men you pick. They're easier. They're safer. And it's easier for you to walk away than for them. And so if the relationship breaks up, it won't hurt you as much. Do you understand?
It actually does. Because I do love each and every person I've been with, and it's always hard when it ends.
But you leave them.
Sometimes it's mutual. It just comes to a place where we both, you know, realize that it's not working. But, yeah, there's been times when I have definitely ended it.
Well, that's, you know, just based on my experience, I'd be willing to say that you've never really been really madly in love with anybody. Or if you have, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time, yeah.
And you might have got hurt back then.
The ex-husband. No, it wasn't like that, no.
You didn't get hurt?
No, it was a geographical issue.
A geographical issue?
Yeah, he was...
How did that happen? What's a geographical issue?
Well, we both didn't want to live in the same country. So he wanted to be one place, I wanted to be in another, and that kind of tore us apart. But I don't want to talk about the past. I'd rather talk about the present or the future.
Well, the present, the future, and the present are going to be the same as your past if you don't change something.
Well, yeah, I realize that.
And it has to be in. So what the things I'm talking about, your past is a is a, it tells us about what's going on, see. That's why we talk about the past. So, you know, my suggestion for you is that you look inside. I mean, I can look in the cards and say what's possible for you, but it's all going to be limited by your own level of self-awareness and ability to have a conscious relationship, you see. And that means being conscious of yourself and what you're doing in a relationship. If I, like I said before, if I had your astrology, I could tell you in detail. But we're just doing the cards here, and I can give a general sense, but I can't get the whole picture from just your birth card.
Okay.
The Nine of Diamonds card is a card like the previous caller. She was a Nine of Hearts. Nines are here to give, not take. And it's hard. It's hard for some people to be nines. They feel like they're always losing things or getting the short end of the stick or the short end of the deal. That's typical, but it's not, you know, it's not the only thing about a nine. Every card has really great aspects, great things about it too. But in the area of relationship, you might feel like, well, I've never had the satisfaction that I wanted.
That's true. But I tend to give too much. That's also an issue.
What's that?
I said I feel like I give too much of myself, and then I feel drained in the relationship because I give.
Well, I can tell you from my experience that one issue that a lot of nines have is that they don't know how to ask for what they really want in a healthy way.
Right.
This is very common for nines.
That's true, yeah.
It's a Piscean thing. Even though you're a Cancer, a person who's a nine will have a lot of Neptune Piscean energy in them. And Piscean is the caretaker of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the savior of other people, but they don't ever ask for their own, you see? So it becomes difficult.
Yeah, in the last relationship, I started doing that, and that was interesting.
Well, that's good practice for you.
Yeah.
That's really good practice for you.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just tell you what I see coming in your future.
Okay.
I'll give you some general indications. Would you like that?
That'd be great.
And this comes from my book, which is called The Cards of Your Destiny.
Okay.
And in that book, you'll find every year of your life already there on two pages.
Cool.
And these cards indicate people and things, and it tells you when, too, these things will occur.
Uh-huh.
So, the overall picture of the year for you is a year of satisfaction. It's not particularly a satisfaction in love, but it is satisfaction overall. So, actually, I would say that you're probably going to have a really nice year, okay? You're going to be a happy girl, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm sorry?
That sounds great.
And in your love life, I predict that by the middle of September, you're going to be torn between two different guys.
This coming September?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then come October, November, you're going to settle down with one of these two guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Is one
now,
of them from the past, do you know?
What's that?
Is one of those two a person from the past?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say here. I mean, it could be. If I knew the birthdays of some of your past people, I might be able to pin them down.
Okay.
But it'll be after a period of indecision by you. And it'll be happiness. But, you know, whether the relationship actually lasts will depend upon whether you've dealt with these issues that we've discussed earlier.
Right.
But overall, I think you're going to have a wonderful year, and your birthday is coming up here real soon.
Yes, it is.
Your birthday is 3 days after mine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you are a nine of diamonds, and I am the queen of diamonds, and we are karma cards to each other, you and I. You don't know what that is yet, but you'll find out when you read my book.
Okay.
I would recommend you get the Love Cards book first, since that's your topic of interest. There's two books. One is called Love Cards, one is called Cards of Your Destiny. Because in that love card, you'll be able to examine every relationship you've been in for the past whatever. And you'll, if you have their birthdays, you're going to learn so much about what happened. It'll blow your mind. And then when you meet somebody in the future, you're going to know exactly what's going on, even before they say a word.
That would be handy.
You'll love it.
Can I just ask another quick question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
What about the move? Is that in the near future or the next year or two?
You're wanting to move to a different location?
Out of the country kind of move?
Well, it's not showing up. Well, let me see. Let me just qualify that. There's a possibility for a move in the same time period where you're having uncertainty about love, the September-October time period.
Okay.
There's a possibility there, but it doesn't show up like, it's not showing up like a huge significant thing, okay?
Okay.
If it happens, then it'll be easy, I can tell you that.
Alrighty.
It'll be easy, and even if you don't move, you should definitely plan a trip during that time. That's probably where you'll meet somebody. Let me give you the dates of that period, okay?
Okay.
August 27th till October 18th.
August 27th to October 18th.
Yeah, that is your Venus period of the year, your love period. Okay?
Okay.
And you have a lot of heart cards there, which indicates there's going to be some activity.
Great.
Don't make any decisions between now and your birthday. You're in the period of the year, which there's a lot of dreams and fantasies, but you shouldn't make any important decisions.
Yeah, everything's in retrograde right now.
Yeah, that also.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Robert.
All right, pleasure talking to you, Louisa.
Same here. You take care.
Good luck with your next year, and have a happy birthday.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was very interesting. I like getting callers who don't have the books. It's kind of fun to introduce them to the concepts. People who've never even, don't even know they even have a birth card. It's good. And here we had two nines in a row. That was interesting, too. I wonder how many more nines we're going to have tonight. We have another caller on line two, which means we have line one open and line three open. And if you call right now, you can be next in line. We're going to take another short break. We're going to play a song that I wrote called Closer to You. And then we're going to come back and talk to a lady named Charlie White from Portland, Oregon. We'll be right back.
life has no real meaning in this world of sin. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there is nothing more important. There is no other way. And I am getting closer. There's nothing in my way.
Without further ado, let's bring on our next listener, our next person who would like to talk, and her name is Charlie.
Hello.
Is Charlie with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hi, Charlie. You have a very nice voice.
Oh, thank you very much. I love your work, and I have your books, and I'm a three of spades and a seven of clubs.
Uh-huh.
And my partner is a queen of clubs and an ace of clubs.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm calling. We've been in relationship for a little over a year, and I want to know what I'm trying to figure out based on what I know from your books, but I'd like to hear from you what you see in terms of his selling his house and moving and possibly our relationship becoming more unified, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. And
either living together or marriage or...
So, you know, I mean... When I'm doing a reading for somebody, like, professionally, a big part of my prediction is hearing what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, finding out, like, for example, in this case, what is he saying that he's going to do
or
wants to do?
Yeah, well, he's true to his cards in the sense that he's really independent,
mm-hmm.
but he's also wonderful in relationship. He's very dear and committed.
Uh-huh.
But he's independent, very independent, and he's been married before, and I don't know if that's something that he's interested in doing at this point, and I don't feel like it's my place to impose that on him at this point. But,
well, you know, Charlie, I just want to say that, you know, it's never an imposition for a woman to tell the man in her life what she's feeling or thinking or wondering about.
Well, I have throughout the relationship, but short of being aggressive, you know, I'm not interested in doing that.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like because...
Well, what do you say, and then what does he say in return? How does it go? Tell me about the typical conversation where you express these things.
Okay. Well, he's in the process of selling his home, or wanting to sell it, I should say, putting it on the market. And he hasn't done that yet. He's unlike the Queen of Spades, or Queen of Clubs, that implies that he's quick and fast-moving and all of that. He's actually very slow and methodical and quite predictable.
Is he a Cancer, July 15th?
He's a Sag.
Oh, a Sag?
December 8th, uh-huh.
December the 8th?
Yeah.
Well, he's not an ace of clubs. He's a queen of clubs, ace of spades.
Okay, queen of clubs. Oh, ace of spades. Okay.
Yeah, you said ace of clubs. So
yeah, I meant to say spades.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
got
no,
it.
Ten of clubs, ace of spades, right?
Oh, okay. No, okay. First of all, you said he was a queen of clubs and an ace of clubs.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, his birthday is December the 8th. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's a ten of clubs.
Ah, okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ten of clubs and an ace of clubs. Thank you. Now we can talk about him.
Yeah, I meant to say clubs. Sorry.
Okay.
So, he tends to be very slow and methodical, and we're both in our, post-children years, and he works away, and I think he likes having his independence, though it's not as easy for him to work away now that we're in relationship, because he's been single because of that. You know, he's had to kind of follow jobs.
Well, let me ask you, you still didn't answer my last question.
Mm-hmm.
And my last
so what
question
does he say?
Was, no, yeah, what do you say, and then what does he say in reply?
Well, we haven't really talked about marriage. We've talked about possibly. I've asked him about moving. You know, if he could live anywhere that he wanted to live, and once he sells his house, assuming that he does, where would it be? And so he has stated that it would be close in my area of the city, but he hasn't broached the issue, and I haven't really asked it. Recently, you know, really early in the relationship. I said that I might be interested in marriage, and he said he hadn't really thought about it.
Okay, when a man tells you, let me just translate that for you, okay, because I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When a guy says to you he hasn't really thought about it, that means he's not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the translation.
Yeah,
now, that could change, you understand?
Yeah.
But you should know that that's what that means, that it will be helpful to you.
Yeah, that might be because that was way back in the beginning. Perhaps things have changed, or are you saying that's his nature?
Well, I'm not certain about his nature, except that Ten of Clubs, like you say, is very independent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't make good marriages sometimes, but a good percentage of them don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have seen exceptions. I do know that a person who is a Ten of Clubs and an Ace of Clubs ruler, that's like being a double ace. Because a 10 is an ace and a 0.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
People who have all that ace energy are usually very self-engrossed and very selfish.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
And in other words, the world kind of revolves around them and their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this is going to come down to is you're going to want more at some point. You already do, it sounds to me.
Yeah.
And, of course, you would be afraid to mention it, because if you do, you might lose him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be your fear, I would think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I put any pressure on him, he'll leave.
Yeah,
right?
I'm feeling like we're at a place where I'm needing to inquire what direction is.
So basically, the relationship has reached that point where it's time to shit or get off the pot.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, so that's okay. You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that you are aware of that, you know that you're at that place where it's time for either we go forward or we stop and we each go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
as soon as you broach that with him, he'll tell you yes or no. Now, being a ten of clubs and being fond of making up stories about things, he may say it in a way that gets him off the hook of any responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah, I can hear it already.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So we're on the same page here, okay?
Yeah.
So he'll tell you a really nice, creative story. But the message will be the same, and it'll be yes or it'll be no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's going to be up to you just to accept that and move on and know that God loves you and will bring you somebody even better. You see?
Yeah, I hear you.
See if that's what happens.
Okay, well, I see a two of hearts in the result card of his, you know, of this year for him.
I'd be more interested in your cards than his.
Well, mine is an ace of hearts in the displacement for this year.
Yeah, well, you know what that means, ace of hearts displacement? That means what makes you really happy? What kind of relationship makes you happy? What kind of living situation?
Yeah.
That's
are
the
you
quest
asking me,
for...
That's the question I need to ask, answer myself.
Yeah, it's the question you need to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah, I pretty much know that.
And you've got a King of Hearts coming up in Mars, girl.
Yeah.
You are a girl, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Okay, well, King of Hearts in Mars is pretty good.
Okay.
If you break up with this guy, there's a guy waiting for you right around the corner.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate it. I love the books, and I've used them with friends, and it's always pretty amazing.
Thank you. I hope that you get everything that you want.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's what I want you to have, everything that you want for yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All
Thanks
right.
for calling
I
in
to
tonight.
You.
All
Thanks
right, Charlie.
For the opportunity. Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. That was fun. A King of Hearts in Mars. That the King of Hearts card represents the man of our dreams. Or if you're a woman, I should say, it's the man of your dreams. As the Queen of Hearts represents the woman of your dreams. In either case, it's a lover card. If you have a King of Hearts coming in your spread, ladies, and you're single, that's a possibility of a lover coming in. And it doesn't have to be a King of Hearts person. It could be any card. Likewise, men would look for the Queen of Hearts to show up in their spread. So without taking a break here, I'd like to put Angela on. She's on line 4. And now we have two lines open, folks. We have line 2 and line 3 if you want to call in. But Angela, are you there? Line 4?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you too.
Okay, great.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How's it going for you?
Great, thanks.
Are you familiar with the system that we're using tonight at all?
A little. I recently purchased your book, and I got online, and I decided to call.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I assume you have a question.
Yes. My question is just about my year, because I was going through your book, and I know it ends and starts at your birth date.
That's true.
And I've been looking to making a move with work, and I was just wondering with my card how that looks.
You're the second person tonight born in July, actually. Yeah, second person, second Cancer. And me too, and we have birthdays coming up soon. So the year changes for us.
Yes.
Now, as you go into this year, the theme of the whole year for you is change.
Change?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready for change? Because you got change on the menu.
Okay.
Now, do you know anything about your birth card, the Eight of Clubs? Have you read anything about your birth card yet?
A little.
But
the Eight of Clubs.
Eight of Clubs tend to resist change a little bit.
Okay.
They tend to. But, you know, when the time comes, you can still manage to pull it off. So is it your job you want to change, your living situation?
My job.
Okay. Well, it's going to change. You can count on it.
Okay.
And you can pick the time, you know. You could even move to another place if you want to.
Okay.
Is that something you're interested in doing?
I thought about it.
Yeah, well, it's likely to occur between September 10th and November 11th. Because you have a 5 of hearts in your Venus period, which is one of the indicators of moving.
5 of hearts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be in my book, Cards of Your Destiny. That's the one that has the yearly spreads. and that would tell you that you have a Five of Hearts in that period, and that's a card that indicates, one of the things it indicates is a move. It's not the only thing that it possibly could indicate, but it's, since you're asking about a move, this is what's really likely for you.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, that helps.
And so it's all good. Are you a little concerned about changing jobs?
A little, because I've been with my current job for a while now, and I do like it. And the only reason I'm looking towards moving is I'm dealing with a difficult manager, so that's pushing me more wanting to move.
Yeah. Well, that's a good reason, you know. That's a good reason. There's no reason why you have to be suffering under somebody that's not really treating you nice, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So.
And the year coming up with the...
That's the year we're talking about, by the way. It starts on your birthday.
Okay, it starts with my birthday.
Yeah.
And is
there
anything else?
What else would you like to ask?
Anything else stands out besides this change?
Well, that's the general theme of the year.
Okay.
That's the overall big picture of the year.
Okay.
What's your relationship status these days?
There's none.
There's none?
None.
When's the last time you had someone?
In a relationship? Oh, wow. It's
like a sexual partner.
Oh, years.
Years. Well, how do you manage that?
Work full-time, go to school, single parent, very busy.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. You know, Eight of Clubs people are very responsible by nature.
Okay.
And but you have a playful side to you also.
Mm-hmm.
You're born July 20th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a side to you that would love to just be free and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one that would like to have a relationship.
Yeah, crosses my mind once in a while. Yeah.
But, you know, it's only going to happen if you really want it to happen. It's always in your control.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's always, everything's only going to happen by your decision to have that happen. So.
And what about travel?
Well, you said you have a child?
Yes.
And how old is your child?
10.
10. So were you thinking of traveling with your child?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Or
that same period when I said you could move would also be a great time for travel.
So September.
You could actually do either or, you know. You could move or travel.
Oh, okay.
It's that kind of energy. It can go either way.
Okay.
It could be expressed either of two ways, in move or travel.
Move or travel.
Yeah, it's, in other words, you know, you have a little choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can decide if you want to really move or if you just want to do some traveling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So going through your book, The Cards of Destiny, when you do your worksheet for the new year with your birth card and then your planet ruling card.
That's correct.
Do you recommend to go through the birth card readings through Mercury first and go all the way down to the planet ruling card, or mostly just your birth card?
Well, I use the birth card and the ruling card together always.
Okay.
I look at both of them for indications of what I'm asking about.
Okay.
Or what I'm, you know, because it may not show up in one card, it may show up in the other. So I'll look in both spreads, and they're both significant. Really, it's getting harder to tell which one is more important. I think they're pretty equal importance. In certain cases, one will be more important, but then the other one will be important in other cases. So I always look at both. And I look at the, first of all, the long-range card, always first, okay?
Okay.
And your long-range card is the Five of Spades. That's the most powerful card of change and moves that there is. So your whole life is going to change this year. I can guarantee that.
that'll be interesting.
Yes, and because like I said earlier, Ada clubs don't like to change. They're kind of fixed. I don't know if you're aware of that. You're sort of a fixed card.
Mm-hmm.
And change is not your favorite thing.
Okay.
You get into a groove and you like it.
Yes.
So, but it'll be good. I don't see really a problem here. Everything's going to be fine. What is your child's birthday?
February 22nd.
February 22nd, so your child is a 3 of diamonds?
Yes.
And a 9 of spades. So you guys have a beautiful past life connection.
Oh, wow. That's
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Yeah.
I know that. That's
I mean, you should already, you've already experienced that, I'm sure.
So, and you get the 9 of spades from the planet ruling card?
That's yeah, when we do relationship readings, we use all the cards, see?
Okay.
Birth card and ruling card. They're both significant.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're getting a little lesson in the cards tonight.
Yes. I'm new with your book, so it's helpful.
Yeah.
Go through it
great.
And understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't mind you asking either. That's good.
Because I want to go through the worksheets and make the new year coming up.
Yeah, you got a new year coming.
Yes.
And now, if you can go to our website, you can actually order a report that has it all for you in a book, everything, all the interpretations gathered together. It's only $20 emailed to you. So you
oh,
might want to
wow.
consider that. It'll save you a lot of time.
Right.
And then you can just sit down and read it. You know.
Yes.
So, or you can do it by hand. Doing it by hand has a lot of benefits because you learn it better. You learn the system inside out that way.
You really do learn it.
Yeah, you learn it by doing, you know. So that's also highly recommended. So either way, some people prefer the convenience of the report, and other people really want to get in there and get their hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you.
Okay.
All right, Lindy. So well, I appreciate you calling.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate all the information. It was very informative. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, please feel free to call again some other weekend night.
Okay. Sounds great.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening.
Do the same. Thanks again.
All right. Okay, folks, we have 3 lines open now, and we're going to take a short break and listen to a song that I wrote and recorded called Shiva. And if we don't have any callers by the time the song's over, we're going to end for the night. Otherwise, please call in. We have 3 lines open. This is your time. This is your show, folks. I'm here for you. I'm here absolutely for you. So if you have a question, don't hesitate to call. Otherwise, have a pleasant evening either way. And we'll be right back after this song called Shiva. me, Mr. Destiny, Robert Lee Camp, coming to you live from California. And, you know, I must apologize to a woman named Lisa because I saw her name. I knew she, I saw that she was on waiting to talk to me, but I just spaced out and didn't really notice it. So without further ado, let's put Lisa on the line, calling from Arizona.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, Lisa. Sorry about that mistake. I looked up, but I kept thinking that you were the woman I was talking to, Angela. I have all these July people tonight, and you're the third one.
Woohoo!
All the cancers are checking in. What's going to happen after my birthday?
Yeah, and this is a big year for me coming up.
Yes, it's your rebirth year.
Yes, and that's why I'm calling, because I would like to find out how I can best utilize the energy and express the high side of my cards this coming year.
Well, you know, first of all, you should know it's a blessed year, so you're going to get wishes this year.
Right.
So really, I would emphasize just enjoying the year, if I were you.
Okay.
Enjoying yourself, you know. Now, when's the last time you had a birthday party?
When I was 32.
Okay, well, it might be time for another party.
I just set one up today.
Oh, good for you. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm having my African drumming instructor come up and all my drumming friends, and we're going to have a blowout. So there you go.
That is so perfect. You know, last year in Asheville, where I was living, I was part of a group that did chanting every month, similar to your drumming circle, and I held a big birthday party, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody throw themselves a party at least once every couple of years.
I thought it would be a good way to kick off the year.
Absolutely it will be. Absolutely. So what else is going on in your life? What's the relationship status?
Well, I'm kind of, I live with an Eight of Clubs, and I found your books last January. Someone told me about it, and since I found out that he was an Eight of Clubs and a fixed card, I stopped trying to change him. And it's really been wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It really helped. I mean, we've known each other for 15 years, and, you know, it really helped because that's something that I never understood him.
Uh-huh.
And when I read that he was an Eight of Clubs and he's fixed and he's mental and he is who he is, I want to be who he is. And it's, you know, it's been a lot easier.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, it really helped a lot.
You know, you're also very fixed. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, semi.
Well, see, I tell you the truth is I found out that all the semi-fixed cards are just as fixed as the fixed cards.
So does that mean that we can't change?
It doesn't mean you can't change. It just means that there's not like a desire to change all that much.
Well, it's always hard. I mean, it's always, the change is always difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It always comes from adversity, yeah.
Well, it comes from adversity only because you're not paying attention to the change that's called upon. You're ignoring the signals from the universe, you see, that change should be coming now, but you're resisting that, you see, on some level. So that's why it seems really like it comes from adversity all the time. If you were more like, let's say, open to change, you would get the signals way ahead of time, and you would be way ahead of the curve.
Okay.
See?
Well, this
but that's just the nature of the fixed and semi-fixed cards, and we still love you guys.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. My sister, my favorite sister, I have four sisters, my favorite sister is a Jack of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to change her because I know I can't anyway. You just got to love her, you know?
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, it's kind of a waste of energy to try to change anybody anyway. The only thing you can do is change yourself.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. I would love to change a lot of people. I wish I could just change myself.
Yeah.
That's the hardest nut to crack I've found.
Yes, that's your job, isn't it, in this life?
Yeah,
well,
it is my
job. In my pre-birth year, you know, when I found out it was a double seven, and someone, the person that told me about your cards said that you can either have a spiritual life or a spiritual life, it really clicked. And that's, you know, my pre-birth year was really almost textbook, exactly what you wrote in your book. And I didn't find the cards until January. But
wow.
I really have jumped on the spiritual bandwagon, and it's been a huge difference for me.
Wow, that is
awesome.
So
that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on right now is trying to find, what's more important to me is trying to find my place, I guess, and my purpose, and, you know, how I can
mm-hmm.
best utilize where I'm at right now and go out into the world and try to make a difference.
You have a lot to give people, Lisa.
I'm just not sure in what context.
Well, the exact way that you give, it'll come to you at some point. And, you know, if you don't know right now, but see, you've never really asked the question before.
No.
So now you're an opening. There's an opening in you for that answer that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now there's room. So you've asked, you'll get it. It'll come to you. When the time is right, and I don't think it'll be too long. You know, you have this year coming up, you have a Six of Hearts result card in your Seven of Hearts spread.
Oh.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, a six is often an indicator of our finding our purpose.
Oh, okay.
It's an indicator of a purpose-finding experience. In our life.
Okay. Great.
So, and yours was, see, you're a Seven of Hearts ruler, and the ruler is very important in our makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a Seven of Hearts ruler, really your work is going to be about loving people somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
That's a clue for you. That's a little clue for which way you're headed here.
Okay.
It's going to involve, you know, helping people, loving people in some significant way. You know, it'll be a way that fits you, fits your personality.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at least you know it's going to be people and not some other field, you know?
Right.
The intent is people, and the intent is to give and to be there for them. And you'll
right.
find out what it is as the year progresses.
Well, my degree is in social work, but at this stage, doing social work feels like putting Band-Aids on. And I kind of want to, you know, I think I want to help people on a spiritual level.
Well, I think if you take what you've learned, take all the things that have helped you spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
This is what my teacher once told me and the rest of us in our group. He says, when it comes to choosing an occupation, ask yourself, what is it that you want most in your life? And then give that to other people.
Very good advice.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I never forgot that. That one bit of advice changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've never forgotten it.
mm-hmm.
So think about that. You got a whole year to figure it out, okay?
Okay.
And you should be having fun as the year goes, too, okay?
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
It's been ramping up, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. It's great to hear that you already have your birthday party planned.
Yeah. You're invited, too. Come on over.
I would love to. Well, let's see. Where are you, in Arizona?
Yeah, I'd be in Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott. You're the second person to call from up that area.
It's up in the Pines, and it's much cooler than Phoenix.
I've been to Prescott.
Have you?
Yep. I've been to Sedona several times, and I went through Prescott once on the way to Sedona.
So you know where it is. I'll send you directions.
I would love to attend. I don't think I'm going to make it, though. I'll be having my own party.
Oh, that's right.
But thank you for calling, Lisa, and I hope you have a great year next year.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have Katina. Katina, now I think I know Katina. This name sounds familiar. Is she still on the line four?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. This is Tina Turner calling from Chicago.
I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going, Tina?
It's going good.
Can you speak up a little bit? Or...
Yes, I can. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was barely making out what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah,
I want to introduce you to the listening audience. This is Tina Turner, everybody. Okay, go ahead, Tina.
Yeah, I was on your website, and I saw that you have a radio show, so I decided to call in and just reconnect.
It's great to hear from you. How's things going?
Good. You know, I'm in a space where I'm looking to expand my consciousness so that I can receive more of the abundance that's here.
Uh-huh.
And I find that sometimes I think my thinking or the limitations that I place on my thinking hold me back in many regards.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. Now let me, I'm not sure if I understood what you said. I'd really like to hear, I'd like to understand what you just said. Can you repeat that for me?
I said I'm in a space where I'm looking to expand my consciousness so that I can receive more abundance.
Yeah, and then what was the next part?
And then the next part was I believe my thinking has imposed limitations on what I experience.
Yes,
so I'm like practicing or trying to get in the mindset of changing my consciousness so I can experience better things.
And what kinds of things would you like to experience that would be better than what you have been experiencing, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, you know, those peace, no worries about finances, just having more than enough, having rich relationships, doing what I enjoy, having a loving relationship with the man, all those things, family.
Mm-hmm.
I want the whole kit and caboodle.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm sure you and I don't remember exactly what we talked about before, but you being in 10 of clubs, more than anything else, your world is driven by your mind. Your existence is led by your mind to a great extent.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, and yet the mind is not the source. This is the problem that you face. Because when the mind is so powerful as it is in a 10 of clubs person, and it is wonderful, it is a wondrous piece of machinery, okay? Like, if you could imagine, like, some beautiful car, like a Rolls Royce. And it's got every little detail thought out. And it's got every little thing planned. That's the kind of mind you have. It is so wondrous.
Mm.
Wondrously made. And the mind, if you were listening to the show earlier when I gave my talk, the mind is what we create with.
Okay.
So a person who's got a 10 of clubs mind, they become infatuated with their mind, and they get so many good things from it that it's easy to think that the mind is the source.
Okay.
And then the other thing that happens to people with powerful minds, and this is actually true of a lot of clubs, not just the 10 of clubs, is that they become a slave to their mind. The mind becomes the leader instead of the servant. The person becomes the slave and the mind becomes the king.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn to harness your mind by taking back control of your mind, becoming the lord of your mind again. And that means you have to kind of be able to see yourself as being separate from your mind. Follow me?
Yeah.
And That's a process that's going to take a while. You have to see, oh, there's my mind, and I'm over here.
Okay.
There's my great mind. Look how cool it is. It's so, I love my mind. It's wonderful, but that's not me. That's just my mind.
Okay.
Okay.
So would you say that's more like an observer, like becoming an observer?
You have to see that your mind is this thing that's happening. But it's not all of who you are. You have feelings, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you know, you can feel loved, you can feel safe, you can feel afraid, you can feel worried. Those are feelings.
Right.
And they're just as valid as your thoughts.
Right.
And they might even be more significant than your thoughts. But here's the thing you can do with your mind that would really transform your life, just based on what you said to me. And it's a very simple thing. And yet it's extremely, it is like transforming. And that is to use your mind to take a mental inventory every day of all the wonderful things you have in your life.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Just look around you and go, wow, I am so fortunate.
You know, when I look at the so-called resume of my life, it's good, but
uh-huh.
then my experience of the life is not as good as I want it to be. It's not as rich as I want it to be. So,
see, you can here's how you can make a person miserable for their entire life. All you got to do is put a thought into their head of something and make them want it, and it's something that they can't have. And that person will be miserable. And they will ignore everything they have and be miserable.
Because they're focused on that one little
Because thing. They have used their mind to focus on what they don't have instead of what they have. What I'm telling you is profound. This is absolutely profound. It is so simple that everybody misses it.
Yeah.
So what you're lacking in is appreciation.
Okay.
And that's all. And you know what happens? A magical thing happens when we start to appreciate and take stock of what we have.
Okay.
You know what happens then?
What more shows up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, like quickly.
Okay. All right.
It can't happen though while we're, you know, unhappy about what we don't have.
Right.
Because we're using that powerful machinery to recreate I don't have.
Right. Okay. That's a good point.
Yeah. Have you read my book yet, The Big Money Book?
Yeah, I met you when you were here. You taught a class about it?
In Chicago?
I just gave
a talk at a bookstore about my books in Chicago. I never taught a money... I taught a money class... Oh, no, you came to...
It was Indiana.
That's right. You came over to... I remember. Yeah, you came over to
Detroit.
It was
like a massage school or something.
That's right. Okay. So, Tina, you're not practicing what you learn.
Okay. I was caught up in focusing on the wrong thing, on what I don't have.
You're letting your see, you're not using your own mind. You're letting your mind use you.
Right.
You've got to take stock of what you have, and you've got to make that your daily practice. You can't afford to skip a day on this.
Okay.
The good news is you're still young, honey. Okay? You still have time to transform this and have a magical future.
Right. Well, that's my commitment.
Go get started and go do it.
Yeah. And one last question. What year is this for me? Or since my birthday is in November, should I be more concerned about the upcoming year?
No, I mean, you still got some months left here in this year. You just entered your Saturn period.
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't know your cards yet, do you?
No, I know my birth card. I forgot the other ones.
Well, every year you have new cards, Tina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you're in the Saturn. You're in the hardest period of the year right now. It ends on July 29th.
Oh, good.
Every year, between June 7th and July 20th, it's your hardest time of the year.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And what you're suffering from in this period right now is a little bit of chronic indecision.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's natural for that to happen in this period. Okay. But right now, you know, don't expect great things in this period. But as soon as July 29th comes around, you'll feel a lot better. Things are going to really pick up for you.
Awesome.
And if you want to find out what exactly is going to happen, go get my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and read it.
Okay. I can do that.
Put that mind to work for something positive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And well, great talking to you, Tina.
One other thing I wanted to ask. My love life, I'm dating this awesome guy, and just wanted to hear any comments you have about that.
What's his birthday?
November 9th, 1956.
Yeah, you got a perfect connection with that guy.
That's good.
He's the 9th, you're the 10th. He's the sun, you're the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how two Scorpios get along, though.
Well, we're together, then we need space. Together, then we need space. And it's not bad space. We just, you know, we're together over the weekend. Then we talk on the phone. We may get together for lunch, but not constantly together.
Well, that's probably good for you, yeah, I think.
I think it's healthy for both of us because we need
I think so too.
To re-energize, I think.
Everything is just fine.
Okay, well, you have helped me tremendously, and I will begin this practice of appreciation and using my mind and not letting it use me.
Make a list of 10 things on a piece of paper, write them down very carefully, and read it when you first wake up in the morning, and read it when you first, and when you go to bed, just before you go to sleep at night. And this becomes your bank that you're banking on for your future. This is where your happiness bank. And you got to deposit money in that thing every day.
Right.
Because you're kind of broke right now.
Yeah. So 10 things that I appreciate.
That you're really appreciative of, grateful for.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Okay.
All right, Tina. Thanks for calling
in
tonight.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, that was nice. I'd love to hear from old friends. So, you know, if you're an old friend, call in. But our show is just about over tonight. We have only time for one more caller. So we have Evelyn on line 3. Alice, we're not going to have time to get to you tonight, unfortunately. But if you call in next week and call a little earlier, like in the first half hour, I'll make sure you're first next week, okay? So if we can put Evelyn on, she's on line 3. I want to talk to her. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Evelyn.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I don't know what my cards are.
Well, good.
So
what,
I just
what else you going to say?
Well, that was the start.
Is your birthday September 26, 1958?
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Now, before I tell you what your card is, tell me what your questions might be.
Oh, just, well, first of all, I am thinking if a move, but not out of state, just in a different place, if that was going to come about. And
how soon would that be happening?
Well, I was thinking around December.
Oh, okay. That helps me. And what else? Anything else?
Well, if there is somebody coming into my life. That's
you're single?
Widowed.
Oh, widowed. For how long?
It hasn't been that long, so it's not really something that's on my mind, really seriously. But if you have something there, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're the same birthday as my favorite sister. I have 4 sisters.
I kind of caught wind that your favorite sister might have been a Libra.
Well, I have 2 Libra sisters, actually, which is interesting.
Well, I just heard you say to somebody else earlier that your favorite sister, I thought it must be a Libra the way you're saying something.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's because you're so intuitive, you know. But your birth card is a Jack of Hearts, just like hers. So you're one of the most giving birthdays. You know, you're here to give to everybody. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I mean, if you love somebody, you'll do anything for them.
Yeah, even if it makes me cry.
Yeah, because that's your nature. It's called the Christ card.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
It's the Christ love card. It's the, you know, it's the way Christ would love somebody, you might say. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because my
and it's called the card of sacrifice.
Oh.
Sacrifice for those that you love.
Oh, that's true.
You know. And my sister, you know, I know no matter what happens, if I need her, she is there. She would be there for me no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, I do.
And then in relationship, she's had the most terrible luck. Because she tries to save the men. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She picks men to save.
I know, that's the hard part.
It doesn't work, though. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she actually overcame that, to be honest. She actually has had a really great marriage for the past 6 or 7 years. And she's like, she's 52 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just 3 years older than you. So she did have a transformation in that area and a change.
Right.
Okay. And so there's hope for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if somebody else from the same card did it, then it's likely that you can do it too.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, and the other distinguishing characteristic of your birthday is that change doesn't come easy for you.
No, that's why with the move, I'm like, it's more of a financial reason more than because I want to. It'd be more because I want it would have to be for something that's going to be less money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Unless I want
to. So you would move out of necessity? Is that what you're saying?
More so, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you're going to move or not. It's not really strongly indicated here. Okay?
Right.
It's not, as a matter of fact, I don't even think it's going to be the major theme of the year after your birthday year. The year in this system begins on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be the biggest theme.
What would be the theme?
The theme is going to be actually financially security. You're going to have financial security.
Oh, that's
good. Not going to be an issue this year coming up.
Okay.
But I have some even more exciting news for you. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Between August 5th and your birthday, you're going to have a really romantic love affair.
Oh.
Can
so
you handle
that? I was going to say, is that a good thing?
Well, I don't know. Is it? You have to tell me. I mean, you know, depends on you.
Well, yeah. You know, right at this moment, I don't know because, to be honest, it's just my husband just passed away less than a year ago, and it's just, you know, on one hand, you think one way, and on the other hand, you're just not ready because it's just been not that long.
Well, I can tell that you're undecided about it, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're ready or not, but there's a part of you that wants it. Do you understand?
That I do understand. Because
okay,
it
so
is
the
lonely and it's sadness.
Well, you know, you may not be done with the grieving.
No.
Okay, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you have to. It's not a requirement that you have to finish your grieving in order to have a new relationship. It's
yeah,
not a requirement. Do you understand?
Right.
It's okay to have love in your life, and the grieving is still going. It's okay.
Okay.
That's all right. That's allowed. The rules
right.
permit that.
I'm working on that part.
Yeah, I can see. That's the thing you're working on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, fasten your safety belt. You know, dust off your dancing shoes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's somebody coming soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how that's coming about, or is that just coming?
No, I have no idea how that's coming about. I just know it's coming.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can run and hide away if you want and try to make it not happen.
Oh, I don't think I run and hide very well.
Oh, okay. Well, that can be fun being chased by somebody, you know.
Okay. It's been a lot of years, but hey.
You know, you got to get back into practice, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
So enjoy it. This influence doesn't come very often. It's called the Lover's card in the most romantic spot possible. The only thing I'll advise you, and we're about ready to end here, is that don't make any big plans with this person until after your birthday, okay?
Okay.
Because it'll be great and romantic, but it may not be as it appears to be, and after your birthday, things will show up more clearly.
Okay, so after the birthday, is that when the new year starts and things
It starts on your birthday.
Again?
And at that time, you know, give it a couple weeks, and you'll start to see what's really going on, and you can then evaluate everything in a more objective light.
Right, right.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Great talking to you, Evelyn. Good luck with your next year, and have a happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Well, folks, that about calls it a night. We went, actually, it's 9:30. I think we were supposed to end about 5 minutes ago, and I apologize. I'm not sure if there's a show following this show. I hope there's not. We are going to end tonight with one final song, and I'd like to play the song Om Namah Shivaya. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week. So come, bring your questions. We'll have a wonderful time next Monday night, same time. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.